Ishtachvu Lashem Mahadras Kaidash. Chilu Miponov Kolaretz. Prostrate. Bow down yourselves before Hashem in His intensely holy place. Tremble before Him, everyone on earth. The Radak explains, Chilu Miponov Kolaretz, that the nations that didn't fear Hashem previously will then recognize His greatness from the Geula, from the redemption. And therefore they'll tremble before Him. Suddenly at this point of Geula, all of humanity will realize the truth. They'll understand the mistake that they made. They'll understand that Hashem's silence, if you like, through the Golus, His concealment was not indicative of His weakness. While Hashem has His reasons, His cheshbonos, why through the years of Golus His people, Klal Yisrael, suffer. But as and when the Geula comes, people will understand and appreciate Hashem's omnipotence. They'll see His power in the world. They'll see the relationship, the intimate relationship of closeness that He has with Klal Yisrael. Nowadays, that's something that's pretty much concealed. But in the future, it'll be evident. Or as Rav Hirsch says, cast yourselves down at the feet of Hashem with all that you possess in order to serve Him. Bahadras Kaidish. In the glory in which the sanctuary enables man to unfold. Compared to Hashem Himself, the splendor of this Hadar is merely Hadra, a reflection of the glory of Hashem. Chilul Mipanov is actually the pangs associated with impending birth. And therefore, before His countenance, let the whole earth, without opposition, enter into the labour that is part of the moral and spiritual rebirth. Meaning this is all part of the process of Geula. As Klal Yisrael come home, as the redemption unfolds, all of humanity become aware of our relationship with Hashem and His control over the world. And therefore, Imru Bagoyim, Hashem Malach, Aftikon Teva Balti, Bait Yadin Amen B'Misharim, declare amongst the nations Hashem has reigned. Indeed, the world is fixed, so it cannot falter. He will judge the people with fairness. Ibn Ezra, Radak, say this is the point. The families of nations who are going to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash will observe the splendor of the Beis Hamikdash. They're then going to go home. They'll return to their respective lands and they'll say to the people who stayed behind, we've seen with our own eyes. An admission of the nations themselves. They've seen the Shekhinah to whatever level they can perceive it. And they're sharing it with all of their countrymen. Rashi says, after Kuntavu Baltimah, it means that a mortal king exploits his power. Because when he sees that his subjects fear him, he seeks to increase the fear that he may destroy them in their homes. I mean, the more fear, and more fear is generated. But when Hashem sees that creations fear Him as they should, He leaves them alone. In fact, Hashem brings more stability to the world, so that men will feel security. And that's pshat. Indeed, the world is fixed. It shouldn't falter. When they tremble before Him. So that actually the Yira itself creates this sense of stability. Again, going to Shabbos. We have Yirah Shamayim of what Shabbos is and what Hashem is. That itself creates a sense of stability. That's why Shabbos, again, is this Me'ein Olam Haba.